USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is designating far-left movement Antifa and the Ku Klux Klan as terrorist organizations and saying that lynching needs to be made a federal hate crime. President Trump delivering remarks at his second of three rallies set for Friday, the president courting the African-American vote.
Before the China virus, we built the greatest economy for African-Americans in the history of our country, and we are doing it again.
President Trump ending his day in Newport News, Virginia. Former Texas Congressman Ron Paul is in the hospital and recovering from a medical emergency, which happened while he was live streaming a talk show. The 85-year-old was speaking about the economy on his YouTube channel when his speech became slurred and he struggled to continue speaking. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On Saturday, President Trump will name the successor to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last week. The president and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell are under pressure from Democrats to wait until after the November 3rd election. But McConnell tells Fox News,
"We can't pick and choose when big decisions are foisted upon us. The election is no reason to dodge our responsibility and not go forward with a well-qualified nominee, which I anticipate we're going to get Saturday afternoon."
France's counterterrorism prosecutor is opening an investigation into a knife attack. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A terrorism investigation's been launched after a stabbing attack in Paris. At least two people were injured, although earlier reports had put that number a bit higher. The victims in the incident earlier today are said to be in serious condition.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The second round of the NASCAR playoffs kick off this Sunday from the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Green flag will drop just after 7 o'clock Eastern time. NASCAR has been one of those sports that's been able to persevere through the coronavirus pandemic. NASCAR driver Kurt Busch on how the sport was able to make it through the coronavirus pandemic.
It's been an incredible collaboration from everybody. The states, local counties, and cities. NASCAR came up with an approved protocol program that's now up to 48 pages that all the teams and drivers have respected. Even like when we went to New Hampshire, we had to have a letter signed by the governor upon arrival. But most of our bubble that all of us have protected and stayed in has been respected, and that's been the key thing. But I'll tell you, the biggest thing we miss is our race fans. Mm-hmm. We don't have our race at the track in hundreds of thousands rooting us on. Some states have opened up to very limited capacity.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The teenager who allegedly shot and killed two riders during the Jacob Blake protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is planning to challenge his extradition to Wisconsin. 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse of Antioch, Illinois, has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree reckless homicide. Rittenhouse's attorney says the riders were shot in self-defense. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.